This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
World Series Game 3, non-transferable.
Yes.
Can't sell them. None of that nonsense.
Nope.
That's per contest rules, so you got to have that understood. I can't imagine, though, somebody would want to actually sell. I know the money part of it, but I hope that you're listening because you're a legitimate Yankee fan and want a chance to win and go to the World Series. Who would you take? You had two tickets.
What are you going to ask me this for, dude?
My wife brought that up this morning. I was
okay,
like,
let's hear your
point.
Version. Let me hear your version first.
I'm just saying, like, it's actually a great question. I'd be curious to see. We'll talk to maybe who wins and see who they would take. Like, you only get two. Let's just say, hypothetically, your wife, and not even if she's a big Yankee fan, but she's a big Yankee fan or she just really wants to go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Or your son, who's...
That's how I'll go win tickets. Maybe she can go. Nah, that's what I'd say. Hey, I won. You got to win.
You're taking Colt 100%.
Here's what I at least got to very quickly take you through the process. It's getting harder to answer that. There was a point, even opening day, like Colts come with me three in a row at the stadium doing the shows. You saw them there last year.
Yeah.
I've taken my family to a few games during the year, but now my daughter, she also plays softball. She wants to be involved. It's also his number one sport. He's nine. I mean, it's that age. Oh, gee. I could tell you this. I wouldn't just take my wife. And I'm not trying to sound like a jerk.
Right.
Because I wouldn't just take her because I wouldn't not want to watch the game with them.
Right.
So I wouldn't take one of my best friends. I've already done that and seen them win with my best man in 96. So I've been there, done that. I mean, I wouldn't just take my daughter and leave him home. I'd take him.
Now, you could. Let me try to help you out here.
What?
You could give them to Jen and have her take Colt.
Get the hell out of here. Are you insane?
She wants to go to the World Series.
Yeah,
you've been
like
to
I
a
said,
World Series before.
You want to go? Listen next hour. Give it a shot when you hear the John Sterling cue. Good luck, honey.
It is quite
it's
the
tough one.
It is quite the dilemma for families. Like, some, hey, I want to take. You did?
What do you do if you have two? And certainly not to turn this into like a boy girl, because my daughter's a huge sports fan as well. What if you have. Let's say you just have two boys.
You got to take the oldest?
What if one's 9 and one's 8 or one's 12 and one's 11 and they're both massive baseball fans?
Right.
What do you do?
Right, you're right. Boy or girl doesn't really matter. It matters on the fandom. So let's say even if it's a young girl, but she's a diehard Yankees fan.
Yep.
And she's 13,
and
the
other
boy is 10 or whatever.
Also a diehard.
I'd probably go with the oldest at that point, no?
Hoff, what would you do? Because Hoff's got
Hoff could be in this spot, right?
Interesting
I mean, you can't
dilemma.
Win because you're disqualified,
He's
of course,
it.
From working here. But what do you do?
I'm not taking anybody.
What would you do? Your wife.
I'm just not going.
No, but if you won two tickets, your wife is a Yankee fan, and you have two sons that are both Yankee fans.
I have four people in my house.
I thought
that are,
one was a Marlins fan or a Mets
Anthony,
fan.
Well, Anthony is because all over the place.
All right.
Yes.
Anyway, so
but he's yes. He's
so you
Yankee
have
fan.
You have an issue. What do you do if you win? Somebody says, "Hey, Hoff, you know what? I got two tickets to the Yankees World Series Game 3. What are you doing?
I'm probably going to take my mother because she is a diehard Yankee fan. That's where the Yankee fandom started.
Oh, God. That's a good answer, dude.
I hope your wife's not listening to that one. Take your mother. Oh, my God.
Isn't it funny when the wives get mad about the mom stuff? Not mad, but just like, you know.
That may be the one wrong answer. I mean, if you want to stay married. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but I'm not saying it's a good answer either.
I mean, could I take my dad? That might be an option. I don't know. That's a tough call.
If I'm going to piss...
That's a good point, too, BT.
Yeah.
Like, Colt, you'd be like, Colt, you know, buddy, you're 10.
I'll take Pa. Dad's 81. He introduced me to the game.
Well, I'm saying, World Series. You know,
well,
it's been 15 years.
I got you. I hear you. And he would understand. I could not not watch the game with my entire family. I couldn't do it. So, like, there's zero chance I would go with a friend. Zero.
Right.
I gotta watch the game.
Ball.
I mean,
hey, well, maybe you can decide if you win.
Here's the thing, though, right? Like, it's I think BT and I are kind of similar in this. If you're gonna piss off anybody in the household, might as well piss off everybody, right? Like, don't give anybody some sort of joy or satisfaction. Let the whole household be pissed off at you because you're gonna get everyone's mad at you anyway. So take somebody else.
I agree, and I don't agree. Like, I don't want
to. But you don't need to go.
I don't want to sound flippant here. All right, my wife's pissed off at me. Whatever.
Yeah,
we'll
right,
get over
right,
it.
Right.
your child is not pissed off, but your child's hurt as they process it because you didn't bring them and you brought the other. That's something I don't want to deal with that emotion.
Correct.
And I wouldn't.
I would not. I'm lucky. I'm only a family of three. Honey, you want to go so bad to the World Series? You go. You take Sammy. I don't even need to go.
Yeah, but you're not a Yankee fan.
No, no.
You would do that with
general,
the Mets?
In general.
You would not do that with the Mets.
I've seen the World Series before. Like, if it meant that much to my wife and daughter to go, like, you've seen the World Series before.
I know. But I haven't seen it with Judge, and I haven't seen it with my kids, and I haven't seen it with,
I'd rather do that than be the villain.
Yeah.
Like, all right, go. I don't want anybody mad at me. I've been there before. I don't need to say. Imagine taking me for my daughter and my wife is home. You never hear the end of it.
But you know, anger eventually dissipates. Memories do fade, but they never go away entirely. So you deal with the heat on the home front, whatever, and then they get the memory forever.
Definitely can't hurt the kid. The problem is if you have multiple kids, like you said,
that's an issue.